trend that is making a storm this year is simply just Irishness. Irish brands are becoming increasingly popular, with brands being seen on celebrities like C-Mat and Nicola Coughlan. And today, I'm catching up with Megan Nolan from Irish fashion brand MW Design. Megan has shaken up Irish fashion with handcrafted pieces that blend heritage with club energy. If you're into colour on anything Irish culture related, you may have come across her already. Megan, thank you for joining me on the show. First of all, how did you get into handcrafting fashion in the first place?
I got into it kind of a little bit by mistake. I studied weaving in NCAD and I ended up making this weave when I was studying in Norway for exchange Erasmus. And I really wanted to produce more of that type of weave, but at the time I couldn't actually afford to do that. So I was like, when I came out of college, I was like, what would be like a cheaper option? And I thought you can kind of, you know, football scarves are like quite close to like tapestry weaves and stuff, which is super nice. So that was kind of then where it came from. But then it kind of happened by mistake where I just wanted to make a couple of scarves for my friends who were moving abroad. And then that became bigger than expected because so many of my friends at the time were leaving and going away. So it was like kind of tied in quite well to it then with the idea of having the weave. Obviously it was too big for people to bring with them and my friends couldn't afford a big throw. So it was kind of making something affordable and then like moving around.
When did you decide then to make that into a full-blown business? Was it off the back of your, like, so many friends? Obviously, we know so many people are emigrating. That would have led to probably a lot of demand for you. You may as well have turned it into a business.
Yeah, so it kind of happened by mistake. Again, the business thing, I kind of was just hoping to just like do the scarves and then they'd be done. But then James Kavanagh ended up buying one because one of the models that I used for one of my photo shoots was friends or is Paddy with him. And he bought one. And then I think I had like 200 messages on my phone and I was like, oh God, like this now, I'm doing this now. This is it now. So kind of going into the fashion-y part, which is quite nice to kind of fall into it more so. It's just more the business part is like, oh my God, like what am I doing here? And so that took a while to kind of get used to making a physical piece, but multiple of it and all that kind of stuff. And obviously thinking of numbers and everything else that they don't really teach you in college. So
everything that goes along with it. Is it just you as a person that is literally managing all of it, or have you got a team that can help you out with the production and the managing of things and the businessy financial side of things too?
Yeah, like I'm lucky my dad works for himself. So he's always had an accountant and like kind of has given me advice on how to kind of start things. So I was quite confused. And then I was using the local enterprise office as well. They were amazing to kind of push me in directions of where I need to go and how to do it. And because everything is made in Ireland, there's more help for me with the local enterprise office, which is great because I was kind of confused the first year, still figuring it out. And then I ended up hiring a seamstress and then I hired a like just communications person dealing with online because I was doing it all at the start and then I was doing crazy hours and it was too much and I was bringing my work home with me and it was all just too much. And then I was like, I either have to stop doing this or figure out ways of kind of, because I just, as I said, I don't have a business mind, so it's hard to kind of step away from your craft as well as get involved. It's like it was kind of battling with both and also just like, you know, always having control over one compartment and just being like, actually, I need to give this to somebody else. And it's not like people are working with me full time. It's just like little jobs here and there that I just can't look after myself. So it's nice to just hand it over to somebody else and be like, okay, this is your task. And they're kind of like their own boss of their job in a sense. So it allows me to be my own boss in my job.
You have learned how to delegate, which is obviously so important when you're running any type of business. Yes, particularly like yours. Let's touch on designs here because that's why so many people will have likely seen your designs before. One that's very popular, the Clada, appearing on a lot of your pieces. Why is it such an iconic symbol to put on clothing for you?
Because when I was living in Norway, I wanted something to be Irish that wasn't stereotypically like what Irish meant. And when I was like on my communion, my dad gave me a Clada ring and he kind of explained it and what like love meant in the ring. And like, it's family love or partner love. It's like quite broad. And then when I went to Norway, I was like, how do I represent like being Irish without being stereotypically Irish? Because that was like kind of, that would have been 2019. It was just before lockdown. So it was kind of that time before being Irish became popular again, I suppose. But I picked the Clada because it meant a lot to me and it meant a lot to my friends. And it isn't just like, stereotypically Irish. And the reasons why I picked the vibrant colors was because living in Norway, all the colors in like Scandinavian design is quite muted and quite like, you know, a lot of like baby blues and creams, but like Irish people are very, even just their personalities are quite vibrant. So I wanted to use the vibrant colors with my scarves and the weave that I made in Norway with kind of my collection. So and then the whole kind of concept of when I started my business was like queer love and like how love is so much more broader than what it meant maybe back when the Clada was made. And that kind of ties into the whole concept of it as well.
Ties into like the mission of the whole fashion brand. And obviously, as you said, Irishness has become popular again, it seems, in recent years. I don't know if it's that, but if it's specifically about any one person who has led that revolution. I'm sure Paul Mescal has done great things for us. But when it comes to fashion, a lot of fashion brands doing very, very well at the minute that are from Ireland. Why do you think this has happened like right now?
I mean, I think there was like a lack of community and a lot of people left. And then my guess is that lockdown, when people had to spend a lot of time at home and they learned to like really appreciate it and not this kind of like concept of feeling like to be successful, you have to leave. And obviously that's still there in so many other ways. But I think that kind of like even Independent Fashion Week, like, all the amazing fashion designer girls who are organizing that, like Megan McGuigan and like Rian and Aisling Duffy, like they kind of had a great idea of all coming together and creating this like fashion week for everybody. And I think that encourages then the younger generation to want to do well because they see it, like, you know, it's like there. Because when I was in college, anyone who was doing well lives away. And I was like, why is everyone doing well? We can do well here too. So it's that kind of, and that's what pushed me anyways, and definitely lockdown, because I had a lot of time on my own to think, and then just everything else. I think that's just my assumption though, but yes,
it's good to get different points of view on it, because I don't know if there's any one reason that seems to be, you can attribute this surge in Irishness and the love for it probably to many, many different things. I know that your own brand, as we've mentioned, is excelling, but big moment for you, CMAT, wearing your Ireland tank last summer. Do you have any hopes or any celebrities in mind that you would love to wear your pieces next?
God, there's so many. Like, I just, I'm actually like, I'm trying to think. I do love CMAT. Like, obviously, she's amazing. I did the kimono as well for her music video. I love Nell Mescal. She owns my stuff already, but I do love her style. I think she's quite cutesy. And it's so nice to see her, like, I don't know, I think her mom got a tank off me a while ago. And I was just like, oh, that's so sweet. Who else would be? Anieve McCormick. I'm actually sending her a jumper as we speak, because I just released all these Clada jumpers, so I've really wanted to give her one. She's been a great supporter of my work, and with the Guinness TV show and stuff that she's in, I think she's doing amazing. But yeah, I have so many. It's all like, it's usually like female like artists or creatives, you know, because they're all just doing so amazing right now. And it's so nice to see. It's like, I have so many. more like Joanne McNally. I love her work as well. I think she's hilarious. So it's like, I don't know. And it's also anyone that I'm like, oh, I'd love that. And then like they end up just buying one or something. And I'm like, what? That's crazy. I was actually just thinking of you. Like, it's so strange. But yeah, it's been quite nice.
A queue of people waiting, I'm sure, to buy your stuff, even in the celebrity world. I'm sure that'll all take off for you. What would you like to see in the future for MNW Design?
So as I said, I was a weaver to start off with. So I originally wanted to continue weaving when I came out of college, but that wasn't sustainable financially, just because to get a loom and the yarns and everything. And so that's obviously why I went down the road of like fashion and textiles more, and not like home and textiles. But I actually have an exhibition. So luckily I got to save my money and I got to go back to Norway to weave more pieces. And with those pieces, I'm actually holding my own exhibition on the 30th of April in Kirkos. So the details will be announced, I think, tomorrow on my Instagram. But just need, you know, the high from the weekend to kind of go down. But the kind of the goal is like to, of course, release more like different types of like traditional Irish stuff, but then also maybe not so obviously Irish tradition, and also educate people and myself more on like the craft of weaving, how that is so Irish, and the history and weaving in Ireland. And so that's kind of my goal, to also focus more on the design and home, or I don't even know, designery world of weave, and yeah, see where that kind of takes me too.
See where things go, for sure. Before I let you go, how important to you is it for people to be buying from Irish brands like yourself instead of going to a fast fashion outlet, maybe online or things like that?
I mean, yeah, it's super important to shop locally. And the thing is like when you're shopping locally, things are not as quick. So it can be a little bit harder for people who are used to things being made or readily available in their house by like a week. Like sometimes it can take up to a month for things to get shipped out, depending on if what's, you know, because we make everything in the studio. So it can take time. It is quite important because you're supporting, like the concept of my business is your, like, everything's made in-house, so it doesn't have to travel that far from your front door to whatever. There's a high likely chance that you might know of someone who's already worked for me or with me to make these things. So it's a very community-based thing as well, and it's a conversation. It's not like a far removed thing that, oh, someone on the opposite side of the world made this. And of course, there's also smaller brands who are all over the world, and that's, but it's still quite small. And I don't know, you feel like there's more of a community together than like you, when you meet someone wearing something from a smaller Irish brand, you're excited to see that on somebody else because you know that you have a connection together, which is quite beautiful that you're both kind of into the same thing. So I think it's, yeah, kind of keeping that kind of concept of community, which is really, and obviously the financial side, but the for everybody, which is quite nice that, you know, you're supporting a smaller brand, and then it's kind of like a circular economy kind of sense where, you know, the money's kind of going around. So there's loads of beautiful ways to kind of think of it. And I hope more people get into starting their own smaller brands, because then there's more options and people can shop around instead of being like, oh, I can only get tanks off Megan. I wish I could get, like, I would love to get a different type of tank off somebody else, you know?
It's good to have options across the board when we're shopping for our wardrobes. So Megan, before I let you go now, where can we find MNW Designs?
You get on my website, mnw.ie, and then you can also get it in Omdiva on Drury Street. And I'm also stocked in the National Gallery in Collins Barracks. And then I actually have an exciting collab coming soon with Salvatore Vlucan in the main National Gallery just near Marion Square. And then you can also get me in Mayo. There's a couple of shops, and then there's a couple more shops that I'll be available in soon. So, yes.
You're everywhere. You are expanding. Yeah. And of course, MNW Designs on socials as well. Megan, thank you so much for joining me on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. A really nice chat to have with you.